Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman.
What? Oh, give me that, will you? Jeff? You no, give me the bass.
You're not using it.
Oh, no.
Oh, just kidding. You.
Joking. Okay, we're back here. Oh, I thought you guys left. You're back. Did the rest of the family leave? Oh, the restroom. Okay, because I think that's just a straight drop to the lake out there. That's the evacuation door, and I hope they're all right. Well, it's frozen. At least they won't go through, probably. Dan from Chicago is retired. Is that you? Hi, Dan.
Dan?
He's very retiring. He's not even inside his coat.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm wonderful.
Oh, yeah. This is the man who was so positive. Even as a kid, would you say wonderful? People asked you that?
Probably not.
No. Recent years, though.
Recent years.
Did you decide you're going to say, not bad was no longer good enough for you?
PMA. Positive mental attitude.
Oh. There's letters for it. Cool. Did you take a course? Is it in texting? Is there PMA in texting? PMS? I know there's PMS. Just one letter difference between PMA and PMS, sir.
You're correct.
And your name is?
Marshall.
Marshall, are you from around here?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay, because he's from Chicago, too.
Right.
What field are you in?
I'm an attorney.
You are? At law?
Quite a bit.
Why do they always say that? Like there's a different kind of attorney? Attorney at random or something? Attorney at large? What kind of law do you specialize in?
Real estate.
Oh, yeah. How's that working out for you?
It's okay.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it. Where'd he go?
It's the restroom, I believe.
Dan? Would someone actually knock on the door and see if Dan is all right in the restroom? Anyone see a man out there wandering? Adam, did you see a guy? We're worried about him because he disappeared. He retired. And now he apparently went to the restroom. What? Yeah, okay. I'm sure he's all right. There he is, Dan, ladies and gentlemen. Fresh from the restroom. Come on, Dan. Come on down. Hey, Dan, this is your life, man.
Good afternoon, good morning, whatever
time
it is.
Okay. You were gone for a long time. We were a little worried about you.
No. Did you? I had to call my mom in Florida, so that was part of the reason.
From the restroom you called her?
Well, immediately after the restroom.
Okay, okay. Did you wash your hands, by the way, because I just shook it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here, and how's things? You're retired now?
Yes.
You're retired full-time or part-time?
Kind of part-time.
Yeah. What do you do the rest of the time?
Think about what I'm going to do when I get out of retirement.
Yeah. Do you have retirement skills? Because I'm worried about this every day now, because I don't play golf. I don't paint Civil War miniatures. I don't have little trains in the basement. Nothing. You got anything like that?
Not quite yet. I'm still working on that. It's sort of a work in progress.
Yeah. What are you thinking of doing?
Well, I hike some trails, do some fishing, a lot of outdoors kind of activity.
Sure. You got tackle and all that kind of stuff?
Some tackle, but mainly canoeing, kayaking.
Oh, okay. So you got
type of thing.
Do you have the kayak already?
Yes, I do.
So you're okay. I'm not going to worry about you. You're a good man. All right. Oh, did you have a question here? So your question is kind of.
Yes. Milwaukee has the German Fest, the Irish Fest, the Pride Fest. Why no Jewish Fest?
Oh. Well, they tried to start a Jew Fest. But, Milwaukee. They expect we'd be served, so hey, we didn't want to do that. So. Oh, okay, how are you? Pretty good?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Yeah. How's the winter treating you? What do you think about this winter? It was almost like a real winter this year.
Very much so. I'm a little tired of it.
Are you?
I really am. I like
really? What don't you like about it?
Snow.
Snow and ice?
And ice.
Yes.
Bad driving.
Bad driving, bad temperatures.
Bad temperature, the whole nine yards.
So there's really nothing you like about winter. Nothing
whatsoever.
Okay. How long have you lived here?
All my life.
Did it ever occur to you to leave and go to a place where it just doesn't happen?
I don't like hot weather.
What's your name again?
Myra.
Myra, because I'm going to quote you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe a temperate, somewhere in between where it's not hot, not cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Parts of Missouri are sort of like that there. You know.
Oh, yeah, maybe Kansas, someplace like that.
Who knows? Or Missouri, depending on your feelings about that. All right. Well, nice to talk to you. Let's see. My daughter, Jennifer, wonders, what is your favorite utensil? What? Mary Cronin from Fox Point, Wisconsin. Hi. Is this the daughter here? Did you really wonder that?
Yeah, I like to ask everybody that. It's a good icebreaker.
Oh, is it really? Does that work for you as an icebreaker? When does that actually work for you as an icebreaker? Have you, like, in a social, like, in a... you get in a bar, and the guy comes up and says, and he's there at the bar, and you say, what's your favorite utensil? Yeah? And what generally do they say then?
A lot of people say spoon a lot, go for the cop-out and say spork or something.
Spork.
Yeah. So if a guy says spork to you, what does that make you feel?
I don't have any feelings towards any of the utensils.
You have no feelings about any of the utensils. You're a user. You're a user. A guy reveals to you his preference for a spork, something like that. You know, he thinks you're sincere about this whole utensil thing, but you're a user. Think about it. Okay. No, you're not. You're cute. And I love you very deeply. I love, I've gone through this really weird thing now. We have this, we got this set of flatware. You know, when you get married, at some point, the big purchase is your flatware, your tableware.
Right.
Flatware or tableware?
I called mine silverware. But, oh, yeah.
But it's not silver, you know.
Oh, mine is.
Yours is, but where'd you say you live again? The real silver, okay. Don't even say that.
I've got the real silver.
Oh, you don't want people to know you've got real silver. So that's what you should be asking these guys. Is that real silver? You know, something like that. Oh, anyhow, so, but, you know, over the years, we've lost, like, almost every teaspoon in our set. Where did they go? I mean, this is driving me crazy. I mean, did the kids throw them away? Did they take them to school? Did you have this problem? All the teaspoons are gone. So I've been going online on eBay. I'm crazy about, you know, because I like this. You know, it's our flatware. It's stainless steel, so it's not silverware. But I've been going on eBay paying like $15 for a teaspoon. You know, and I'm going broke trying to, you know, I want to restore our flatware. Is that so wrong?
Not at all. I have hauled a lot of flatware, a lot of silver out of the garbage.
Who's been putting it in there? That's what I want.
Kids.
Why would they do that?
Dump the plate after they eat. Everything on it goes in the garbage.
But the kids never throw anything away. They never dumped a plate in their life.
Oh, mine did. Mine did.
Yeah, mine didn't. That's what I can't figure. So it's costing me like 50. So far I got two spoons and two forks for a grand total of $60. The whole thing would cost $80, you know, about the whole. All right, so. Got me off on here? No. Okay. And here, look at this here. How old are chopsticks? All right. Not to change the subject, slightly. What does that even mean? How old are chopsticks? Doesn't it depend on the chopsticks? Some chopsticks would be older than others, I would. Deb George from Mount Vernon, Iowa. That's you? Okay. What is the meaning of your question? Is that something, an icebreaker for you, too? How old are your chopsticks?
How long have they been around? How long have chopsticks been around?
How long have they been around, and how would I know that?
Well, I thought you might guess. You know, kind of a...
I don't know.
Guess.
I don't know. Thousands. How old is Chinese civilization?
So it's about 3,000 years. We looked it up on the phone.
Why did you even ask if you knew? Is it an icebreaker?
I just thought it was a fun question.
No, well, it wasn't, though, really. I mean, how old are chopsticks? It doesn't even...
Place the fork. They used forks and then switched to chopsticks at the Shang Dynasty.
Well, this is fascinating. I'd love to sit here and talk with you about the rest of this, but let me ask you this. What's your favorite utensil?
Fork.
Okay. Okay, interesting. I think almost everyone says fork. Would you say fork, too?
No.
What'd you say?
Spoon.
Table or tea?
Table. Then you get more.
Thank you. Very good answer. I'll buy that. Okay. All right, let's get out of the whole utensil thing. It's going nowhere. John, you want to say anything? No. Okay. John doesn't even use utensils. He's a finger eater. Hey, Michael, are you a hipster?
You betcha.
I have ironic detachment. Does that qualify me? Who said this? Rena? Komarek? Is that right, from Muskegon? So it's just like a hipster to leave early. Guess we weren't hip enough for her. Okay, well, too bad. I thought it might have been one. I think I can't. I'm one of those old hippies, but hippie, hipster, doesn't quite, you know. Hipster is more like a beatnik wannabe, isn't it? With fashion sense. Right? Like, if you were a beatnik with fashion sense and liked really terrible jury music, then you'd be a hipster, right? As I understand. Is there a hipster here? Are you a hipster? No? Anyone here a hipster can explain it to me? No hipsters?
I've been called a dipster.
Huh?
I've been called a dipster. Oh, no, that was something else. Dips.
You've been called a dipster. Okay, then there's Barbara Cratch. Cratch. Town of Erin. Huh? Oh, that was you. I was talking to you all along, and I didn't know it.
I like the tablespoon.
Do you like the tablespoon because you get more?
Yes. Because I love soup. I make a lot of soup.
We're not talking about that anymore, Barbara.
No. Okay.
I know you. Do you make a lot? What's your favorite soup to make?
Vegetable.
And do you, what sort of vegetables do you use?
All the things you get from the farmer's market in the fall. It's maybe 15 kinds of vegetables in my vegetable soup.
Yeah, but in the spring, they're pretty old by then.
I put it in the freezer in the fall, and then I take it out.
You make vats of it and you freeze it?
Yes, vats and vats. Yeah. Gallons.
You should eat with a ladle then. Said it was, I think a soup spoon isn't big enough for you.
Well, that's a good thought.
I have them every so often. But what's interesting about you is that you retired from like three or four different professions. So you're totally retired?
No.
Four different fields?
No, I've just moved on to different careers. So I retire from one and go to another because I like change.
Yeah. But you were an attorney. At law?
Yes.
Minister?
Yes.
Which denomination?
Non-denominational. Oh. It's based on Course in Miracles work from Pathways of Light.
Well, that's good. But you retired from that?
Yes.
Okay. Interior decorator?
Yes. Retired. Mainly at nursing homes.
Oh. Oh, nice.
Colorful, you know.
Okay. So what are you doing now that you're about to retire from?
I'm an artist now. I started painting in my 60s after I retired from these other careers, and so that's what I'm doing now, and I'm showing my work.
Oh, how excellent. And what sort of art is it?
It's abstract, but I sort of call it abstract, spiritual abstract work, kind of carrying over a little bit from former careers.
From each of those?
Yes.
And the legal, too? Is it legal motif in there? Abstract, legal?
Well, it's certainly legal.
Thank you very much. And where can we see this art now? Is it,
well, actually, I'm going to have a show the last weekend in April at Grava Gallery in Milwaukee.
Wonderful. And it's Barbara?
Cratch.
Cratch. Thank you for getting that right. Thank you very much, Barbara. Okay, there we go. And we discovered her, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Well, I'm sorry. What?
You didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
How many careers do you think you're going to have in your lifetime?
This is it. I'm lucky to have this one.
Well, you're very good at it, so.
Thank you so much.
It's satisfying. Just continue on.
Yes. I'll retire from it and then do it again. That'd be sort of my thing. Keep doing the same thing over and over again in a vicious cycle of karma. Yes. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz, aren't we? Yes,
yep.
We are. Because you didn't get a chance last time, most of you, except for Paul. Hey, Paul. Well, thanks for the applause, but I need someone to raise one of those hands indicating an interest in the you are the first. Come on over here. Come on down here. I'd like to see that enthusiasm. How are you?
Good.
And you are?
Christy.
Christy, from around here, Christy?
Fitchburg.
From Fitchburg, all the way to Fitchburg. We applaud every conference. Christy, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I'm not very smart. I'll learn some things.
Yeah. You want to play the quiz because you're not very smart?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the poorer reasons I've heard, actually, for playing. But I actually, it'll prove you wrong, I bet.
Okay.
Christy, come on. I think she's a lot smarter than she lets on, ladies and gentlemen. Careful on these steps here. They are treacherous. Have a seat right there if you would. Christy, I'll change the water. I'll change your water. I'll give you some fresh water here. I'll get the fresh water down here. We make our own water here. It's very good. You gotta get it just right, or it becomes a poisonous gas. Hey, Christy. So what field or activity are you in these days?
Well, I'm retired, but...
Everyone's retired here.
I worked on the university campus in a lot of the different libraries.
Oh, you did? Are you a librarian? Or?
No.
No. What were you doing in the library then? Just hanging around? One of those people hangs around libraries?
I was library support staff, so I cataloged books and...
On the UW campus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
The last was in the undergraduate library, and they really keep you stepping.
They keep you stepping over what?
Over them.
Yeah.
And their questions.
The stacks. They say the stacks are haunted at the Memorial Library.
They are.
Did you ever see any ghosts in the stacks?
Well, a long time ago, somebody in the theater program made a movie called Axe in the Stacks.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
when they took the fire axes out because somebody did attack someone.
Okay. Well, graduate school is not easy. Spend a lot of time in the stacks, and it's very easy to lose your mind and grab a fire axe.
Plus, they do a lot of other things in the stacks.
Oh, did you actually see any of that?
I didn't, but one of the security officers did, and they had no idea he saw them.
Oh, gosh. Was that for credit, you think, they were doing it?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the stacks, they're magical. That's one of the legends of Madison campus. The other one is the guy who lives in the steam tunnels.
They won't let him anymore.
They won't?
They kind of hired him once to change the light bulbs because he knew all the tunnels.
They hired him to change the light bulbs in the tunnels?
Mm-hmm, because he was always down there.
Yeah.
But then his behavior, he was like started getting really belligerent towards people. And so they,
yeah,
he's kind of. He can't come into a lot of the different libraries.
Is he still in the steam tunnels, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I haven't seen him. Once in a while, you'd see him once in a while. He'd surface in a library or something like
He's
that.
He's very tall. Yeah, you couldn't miss him.
Yeah. The tunnels must be larger than we imagine tunnels being, because he was a tall guy, as I recall.
Yeah, he probably crouched.
What?
Crouched.
Oh, okay, crouched. Well, that's interesting. Anything else we should talk about here? UW legends.
No.
They all seem to center on the library at some point.
Well, that's all I know.
Okay,
let's go. The libraries.
Christy, you know this quiz works. Someone out there plays along with you, and
they're going to lose. I'll let them pick all the answers.
We got you're going to be. You've been in libraries
knowledge.
You absorb a lot of that osmosis, even get a lot of that stuff. So you'll be good. What? How do we do this then, Sarah Nix?
People go to their phones and
dial
1-800-942-5669. And then you ask them a question.
Is there an easy way to remember that number? That's
kind of 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW.
Okay. Which one do you prefer?
WACK-NOW. It's more active.
Okay. So those are the numbers. And here's the question then that you mentioned there. How many officially sanctioned hairstyles are there for North Korean women is the question. Within how many hairstyles should this be?
Five.
Okay. Well, how many officially sanctioned hairstyles for North Korean women are there? I'll tell you that there are 10 for men. But for women, I'm not saying that there are a certain number or not, but you got to tell me that. How many officially sanctioned hairstyles for North Korean women? Let's go to Patrick, St. Mary's, Kansas.
Yes.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, hello.
How's it going out there?
It's raining a little bit.
Is it?
But for the young lady who said to come to Kansas
yes.
for mediocre weather, she shouldn't. It's either one or the other.
It's one or the other.
It's extreme.
It's extremes. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Not mediocre weather, but it's in between median. Or
well, it's temperate. In between too hot or too cold.
And right now, what is it?
Oh, it's actually fine. It's fine for about a week or so here.
Okay, so it's actually fine right now. So if you're coming...
Tell it to move here now.
Come right now. Yeah. But then leave before it changes.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Patrick, how many officially sanctioned hairstyles are there for North Korean women?
I really don't know. I would guess maybe 75.
Oh, no. Oh, you...
Too
no,
many?
No. Yeah, way high.
Oh.
Sorry, man.
Oh, sorry.
Try us again.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
In Lancaster, Wisconsin, Bill's on the line. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yourself?
No, just picking eggs.
You're what?
Picking eggs.
Oh, picking eggs. Okay, I thought you said something else entirely. And how's that going?
Oh, got to pick about 8,000 a day.
Oh, you're picking 8,000 eggs a day?
Yeah.
That's from one chicken?
No, no.
That's unbelievable. That's a record-setting chicken.
No, no.
So
one per chicken per day.
Are you working at an egg farm there?
Well, I own the egg farm.
Oh, you own the egg farm. Okay, so you're to blame for all this.
I am.
Okay.
Well, my father-in-law is, but let's not get into that.
No, that's... you're right, let's not. Well, let's change the subject entirely. How many officially sanctioned hairstyles are there for North Korean women?
Did you say the last guy was high or low?
I said he was high.
He is high.
Yeah, he was really high.
Oh, 20?
18, you qualify, Bill. Put that egg down. Just set that egg down for a minute, someplace so it'll be comfortable. And can you do this while you're working and picking eggs and stuff?
Actually, I just walked away. I'll let the chickens tend to themselves for now.
Are you in the hen house right now?
I'm in the egg room.
The egg room.
Yes.
Modern times. Instead of hen houses, we have egg rooms.
Well, the egg room is between the hen houses.
Okay, I always said that. It's one of my sayings. Bill, this is Christy. Christy, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
And you are a team right now, so rely on one another. That's all I can tell you. And we have various categories, don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Okay.
I'll start again. Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
I thought you were chewing gum.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Science and odds and ends.
I'd make you spit it out. I used to be a teacher. You know, into my hand. That's the weirdest thing that the teachers do. You know, when they make you spit it into their hand. I mean, what is that about? Isn't it? Think about it. Don't think about it. Even better. Bill, you take the first pick. What would you like?
I'll do current events.
Current events right out of the news, yes. Wisdom. The albatross has hatched a new chick at what age? This made news all over. This is the world's oldest bird that we know of, actually. But she just had a chick. At what age is Wisdom the albatross?
Well, this should be right up my alley regarding eggs.
Yeah, it should be.
Unfortunately, I don't have albatross.
No, you should try albatross farming next time. See if
I'll do that in the next life.
Yeah, see if your father-in-law will go in for that.
Boy, I don't know. You got a guess?
I'll say 25.
Oh, that's low. This is an old bird.
I think these birds live a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like
I'll let you rethink that. Talk to Bill.
Yeah, okay. So if it's like parrots, they really do. They'll live longer than you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say...
They'll outlive your wood stack.
I'll say 120.
Well, that's really going crazy, though.
How about...
Huh?
How about 75?
Well, even that's sort of high. I mean, for a bird. We're talking birds here. The albatross.
So it must be between 25 and 75.
Can we agree on something here? I mean, I'm not trying to... What?
50.
Well, you know, 50. Anyone can do 50. I could do
65.
50 standing on my head. If I recall, I did do 50 standing on my head. What?
65?
Okay. Now we can accept that, can't we? 62?
Sure.
65? Yes, that's right. 62 years old and just had a chick. Isn't that amazing? That's really something. She's at Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge.
That I knew it all along.
Huh?
I knew it all along.
Yeah, yeah. What's the oldest hen you got there, you think, Bill?
Well,
you got to get rid of them.
I don't know if I can name names, but my barn is, I have eggs for Organic Valley, and
yeah.
We have to cycle the birds every year.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
So the oldest my birds get to is about a year and a quarter.
Year and a quarter. Okay, just short of this albatross. And what do we got left there?
Well, that would be one right and zero wrong. And the categories left are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Christy?
What you should have learned in school.
What you should have learned in school. Name a majority of the seven seas. They're oceans, actually, you know.
The majority?
Yeah, they're not seas. It's actually the seven oceans, but it doesn't sound as good. So, if you can name them.
Atlantic, Pacific.
Okay.
Arctic, Antarctic.
Okay, how many is that? Four?
That's three.
No, Atlantic, Pacific,
Caribbean.
Arctic, Antarctic. That's four.
Indian?
Oh, we only need...
Indian? Okay. Stop. You can stop now. Good. That's good. Also, well, that's pretty much it. They divide the Atlantic and North Atlantic, South Atlantic, and the Pacific same way, so...
That's two right and zero wrong.
Yeah, they're doing great. Doing
yeah.
Great.
And the categories remaining are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Bill, what would you like?
Science.
Science, okay.
Oh, that's question. Not good for me.
No, I'm okay at it, so we'll see how it works.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The great animal swap after the Isthmus of Panama uplift 2.6 million years ago. That Isthmus of Panama just uplifted from wherever it was.
Whoa.
Yeah. Caused a migration, and some of the animals in the south went north. Some of the animals in North America went to South America, okay, on that land thing that was there all of a sudden. So what I want to know is, did the armadillos and the giant sloths go north or south, while the horses, dogs, and cats, did they go south or north? So here, this is kind of confusing. All right.
Two-part question?
No, they went one way or the other. Okay. So the armadillos and giant sloths, did they move from the south to the north or from the north to the south?
I would think.
You would think what?
That they moved north. They're kind of slow moving.
Bill, you know that? So, and then you think that the horses, cats, and dogs moved from the north to the south, South America. Yes?
Yes.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Right on the money. Oh, wow. See? I'm telling you, Christy. You got a knack for this. You have a knack for this.
They have won.
Yes, they have
won. They could risk it all, however, and go for the mother load.
They could, however?
Yeah.
Well, what's entailed there?
Well, they could go home with a nice selection of prizes, or if they get one more question right, they could go home with a larger selection of prizes.
That sounds good.
Like the whole giant shebang?
Shebang, yeah.
Yes, the whole shebang, we're calling it now. You want to go on?
Oh,
I'm in farming. I'm all about risk.
Okay, so they're going on. Let's encourage them just a little bit here, because... It sounds good, that's right. And what's left there? Sarah?
People, places, or odds and ends?
People, places, odds and ends?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do odds and ends because it reminds me of a joke.
Is it one we can tell?
Partially.
Okay. Well, Mark, save it. We got it. All right, here's the odds and ends. What's 9 foot tall at the shoulders and used to live in the Yukon 3.5 million years ago?
Oh,
in the news.
Bigfoot?
Let me rephrase this. What's 9 foot tall at the shoulders and used to live in the Yukon 3.5 million years ago? They just discovered this, made the news all over because you wouldn't associate the particular animal with the northern Yukon climate. Rather large.
Armadillo.
No, it's not an armadillo, John. Stay out of this. Big
horse. That's an eye. That's hands, not feet.
Yeah, 9 foot at the shoulder, bigger than the modern ones, I think, here, that you see, you know, entirely different climate, still lumbering
camels?
Along. What?
Camels?
Did you say camel?
I did say camel.
You said camel.
He said camels?
Yeah.
If it's the right smoke. Answer, I go with it.
You don't smoke. Okay, all right. Now I'm getting jokes from her. Camels?
Yeah.
Is it possible? Yes, 9 foot tall camels in the Arctic. Right. Only in the Yukon. What have they won?
Christy, prepare yourself for the hottest sensation to fly through the air, the fabulous Slingshot Flying Monkey. Just place him on your finger, pull back, and watch him glide high or low, screaming all the way from ThinkGeek.com. There are a whole bunch more prizes, but we're almost out of time, so I'm just going to tell you, Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael
well
Feldman, Producer International.
Well
Adam Friedrich, producer with assistance from Michelle Bill, Lyle Anderson, Martin Badcock, Diana Cook.
PRI, Public Radio International.